celebrities just hanging about and milling about because it's a nice sunny day and everybody's getting all excited for stuff coming our way. Tim Jewell is getting settled in. How are you, sir? How are things?
I'm good. It's morning.
It is.
The sun is out.
Yay. It finally, after our long national nightmare is over.
Exactly.
Now, you could have brought your coffee with you this morning.
I could have.
As long as you don't spill it on this, right. You know. Well, what's happening in the Manchester Library? You guys have some fun stuff coming up here soon.
We do. Well, so we are coming out of pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our first spring book sale since COVID.
So
we had one last fall, but now we're back to our regular scheduled twice a year.
Now, okay, first question right off the bat, what's the biggest difference going to be? We can actually go into the library and touch it, feel it, sniff it, and hold it and everything?
everything
I'm weird about books.
There.
I like to do it that way.
The books will all be out. Yep, you're welcome to come in. There's no restrictions. Just come in and buy books.
Good. Well, let's talk a little bit about like what this goes for. Obviously, helping things with programs and stuff at the library here in town.
It does. So the Friends of the Library, we provide additional financial support to the library for various programs that they have. But one of our biggest things that we're doing right now, we're back to working toward our preservation fund. So I don't know that a lot of people in Manchester realize it, but our library is the third oldest Carnegie Library still being used as a library in the state of Iowa.
Really?
Yeah, we are only younger than Dubuque and Ottumwa. So,
wow.
And there are only 56 of the original 99 buildings left.
Mm-hmm.
So we are working. We started this pre-COVID, doing some things around the library, and now we're trying to, our next fundraiser, our goal is to raise money for a large display case that's going to go in the foyer that we can display various artifacts and stuff that we found in the back corners of the library.
Those hidden crevices.
Knows.
Yeah.
but also to use for the community so that we can have people display their collections or whatever in the community. So that's our next big fundraiser. So we've got stuff going for that right now.
Well, and I drive by the library all the time. The building looks like, you know, for as old as it is, looks like it's in great shape. And it's a very active building, too.
I mean,
there's a ton of events always going on.
It is, yeah. The library is fantastic about getting more things for the community. And, of course, COVID changed a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, a lot for the better, because I think there's things now where you can check out games and you can, I mean, there was a whole lot of stuff that changed from COVID. So
let's talk a little bit about what we need to know for the book sale, the when, what time, and all that good stuff.
Sure. So the when is the easy one. That is next Thursday. It's the 14th through the 16th.
Okay.
Yeah, or the 12th through the 12th through the 14th, my bad.
That's all right.
12th through the 14th.
This is a live show. It's a wonder they let me go on and do it. I'm looking, so Thursday,
Friday, and
Saturday.
Regular library hours, so that's when we'll be open.
Okay.
Price-wise, you can't beat the prices. I mean, it's $1 for hardcover, 50 cents for paperbacks. We have puzzles there. We do have some DVDs,
it's almost like you're paying people to go there, you know? And you get a book for a buck. Come
on,
man.
Well, the big deal is, and then, of course, with kids' books, we started this last fall, and with the kids' books, it's $1 a bag.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if they buy off the kids' table, we hand them a bag, they fill it up, and they pay $1 for it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then Saturday, of course, we're always trying to get rid of things, so Saturday is $1 a bag or a box, whatever you take.
Back up the pickup to the back door, give them 20 bucks. You
take
know?
It because we don't want to unload it. And we are taking donations still. So if you have books to donate, you can bring them down to the library. We do recommend that you might want to check with the library for what we take because we don't take things like encyclopedias or dictionaries.
Listening in, encyclopedias were a thing that you used to buy. They came in a set of 25, and then they all got computerized.
And now they're all on our phone.
Exactly.
So check with the library about that. We don't take textbooks or anything like that, but check with them. You can donate right up until
Thursday open time.
Thursday. I'm still going through my own personal books. And
your personal collection. Will you be there autographing, you know, next Thursday, Friday?
I will actually. I think I'm there. We're still looking for a couple of volunteers for one of the shifts on Friday. But we can always take volunteers. We encourage, you know, we'll anybody that wants to come and help us, they're more than welcome to come. We've got the Lions Club comes on Tuesday night, and they'll help us set up. They do that for us every year, which is a huge help in getting all the books out of the storeroom. And
perfect. So if anybody has questions, Tim, or anybody wants to know, or they say, hey, I'm available to help out, where would you point them to get a hold of you or the library? Or?
I would tell them to go to the library. We have, if you're interested in joining the Friends of the Library, memberships are pretty reasonable. I think it's $20 for an adult, $5 for a kid. Mm-hmm. If you're a senior, there's a rate. You can join as a family. You know, there's no real requirement. You don't have to attend meetings, although we would love to have some more people at our monthly meeting, which is held every second Monday of the month.
Okay.
At 5 p.m. And we all bring food because it's at 5 p.m.
It's at supper time,
because we're all hungry.
But
we would love to have more members. We do have a pretty active board right now for the Friends, which is awesome. I think, again, post-COVID, we're all happy to be able to
get that normalcy back
together.
Yes, absolutely. So next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, normal library hours. Bring your bucks, bring your quarters, bring your dimes, pennies, and nickels, and help raise some funds for the library.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
And we'll
put all these details on our website, kmch.com. We'll pause here. When we return, we'll talk about some fun stuff coming up next Friday and Saturday over at Hanson Auditorium.